Overnight, there's been big news about the NASA spacecraft New Horizons, which has sent back a signal confirming that it has successfully completed a flyby of the space rock known as Ultima Thule. That is the most distant object ever visited by human technology. Last month, though, attention was on Voyager 2, which is nearly three times further away from Earth than New Horizons. And it's just left the solar system and entered interstellar space. Voyager 2 and its sister ship Voyager 1 are carrying musical recordings on board from around the world, which were all compiled in the 70s as a gift to anyone who may come across the probes. That includes recordings from Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea, as Yara Murray Atfield reports.
This song might be one of the first sounds of Earth that possible alien life might hear. Whoa, Johnny, go, go. It's Johnny B. Good by rock legend Chuck Berry, and it's on the Golden Record, the special cargo on board the Voyager space probes. The Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 are NASA spacecraft that left Earth in 1977 with the goal of sending data and images back about our solar system and eventually outer space. On both probes is the Golden Record, which was designed to let alien life know what Earth is like. Dr. Glenn Nagel is from the Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex.
A little time capsule, a message in a bottle that we were going to throw out into a giant cosmic ocean of the universe to basically say, this is who created this spacecraft. This is who we are.
There's an eclectic mix of songs and sounds on the record.
Paz e felicidade a todos.
Got way home, chúc got way.
People saying hello in their native language, a mother's kiss, a whale song, classical European tunes, and the sounds of panpipes from Aroha in Solomon Islands, Malaita province.
Our panpipe is very indigenous and very cultural. This panpipe can be blown only in feasts and big occasions.
That's Sam Martinai from Aroha. His uncle, Isaac Homawai, was one of the eight men playing those pipes when it was recorded in 1964. He says while it may not be common knowledge in Solomon Islands, most people in the village know about the Golden Record and their place on it.
We are very, very happy that our music part of us is in space, and we are glad that this very, very renowned and very indigenous part of music and part of us was sent to America and was included in this.
The song was recorded by a man named Bill Bennett, a Solomon Islander who helped found the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Service after fighting in World War II. The original recording now sits in the archive of what is now the Broadcasting Commission, and it's understood a copy made its way onto the Golden Record after being taken back to the UK by a visiting journalist. Inside the case for the Golden Record are photos of life on Earth and the copper-plated records full of the music. It was the work of the famous astronomer Carl Sagan, writer Anne Druyan, and a group of others. The teams had a relatively short time frame and a relatively short budget. Dr. Margaret Whitecamp, who's with the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C., explains they had a clear goal in mind.
They were self-consciously trying to come up with a recording list that would reflect different parts of the world, and I think you can see that from the pieces that are included.
Also in that selection is music from Milingimbi in Australia's Arnhem Land and from Kundigay in what is now East Sepik province in Papua New Guinea. This tune was recorded in July 1964 by Australian doctor and ethnomusicologist Robert McLennan, who died in 2013. His good friend, Dr. Don Niles, says the recording was one of hundreds.
He very much fell in love with the place, with the music. Over the years, he issued actually a number of recordings that he did make because he was fascinated by the materials that he recorded, both for the stories surrounding various recordings as just for the beauty of the sounds that were made.
Dr. Niles is the acting director of the Institute of Papua New Guinea Studies in Port Moresby and studies PNG's music himself. He says the song is from the Nyawra clan in Kundigay.
The recording that was chosen was performed by two different men on long flutes that are distinctive of the area, associated with men's initiation and men's houses in the area.
Since leaving Earth in 1977, the Voyager probes have collected a world of data and information about life in our solar system and beyond. And in 2017, the record was made commercially available for the first time in decades, giving people the opportunity to listen for the first time. And it even won a Grammy Music Award that year. But for Dr. Niles, the record is about much more.
This is something that is not just about Nyaura clan, about East Sepik province, about Papua New Guinea, but this is something that represents the Earth and its creations.
And for Sam Mutt and I, while there's pride in knowing their music has left Earth, there's even more in knowing about its presence at home.
We can pass this to other generations in the future because we learn this very well and we can dance this very well. We can blow this very well. This panpipe was ours, blown by our ancestors.
That's Yara Murray-Atfield reporting on this very astral program this morning.